something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Also, make sure you download the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Nick Allen with us. Running past your house, maybe Saturday morning. Look for him.
All right. Breathing very heavily.
Tony Rock will be here on Friday, and our buddy Jungle Jack Hanna on the phone tomorrow. I got questions for Jungle Jack.
A little hibernation time.
Yeah. Yeah, because I got up last night, had to pee, and I actually slept pretty long last night. And I'm thinking a bear hibernates, they got to get up to pee sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great question.
Right. I think so, too. Thank you, Nick.
Well, if they
we'll
don't,
find
they,
out,
because they don't
question.
Wake up. And if they just pee, that they'd be disgusting when they woke up.
Exactly. What bear wants that? The fur and everything?
Yeah.
Matted pee in your fur?
Yeah. And they gorge.
I'm not talking about LD here, by the way. I'm talking about bears.
Eat all the salmon they can before they start to hibernate.
Right.
So you got to figure.
They might have to poop, too.
They got to get up and poop.
Right.
So they don't take a dump for 2 months?
No. That's not cool.
No, like
Craig smells like he hadn't taken a dump in 2 months. This
longer
morning,
than
by
that.
The way.
Well, I'm trying to.
It's coming out of your pores.
Oh, were you in the bathroom when I was in there?
I don't know when you were in there.
Well, you're in the toilet.
At some point.
Last break or two.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was you. I don't like to whisper who's in the bathroom in case it ain't people I know.
That's why you got to get to know people's shoes.
I know. But I have to bend down. If you bend down and look at somebody's shoes, the guy in the toilet can see you looking down at his shoes.
No, he's not really paying attention.
There's only so much to look at in there.
Well, I know when I'm
in the stall.
I'm in the hopper. You know, I see a pair of Keens in the Earlinex. I know it's safe to talk.
Yeah.
Because I recognize Tyler's Keens.
I don't have one that I got real shoes on today.
Oh, you do?
I had to go somewhere.
See, then I'd probably remain silent because I'm not sure who it is.
I got my Docs on today.
Nobody wants
either
to
Docs
talk.
Or Keens, yeah. Man.
Nobody wants to interact with the guy in the hopper.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah, you don't want to talk to the naked guy.
No.
No. Well, I'm generally not naked.
You're half naked.
You are naked in the business area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the pants are generally down.
Yeah, hopefully.
I hope so. if you're doing number two, they should always be down. That's just, I'm guessing.
I feel like I'm forgetting something.
But that would be a conversation starter there.
Yeah.
You just have a pile of clothes laying that are kind of sticking out of the bottom of the stall.
Yeah.
And then you start talking to the guy at the urinal.
Yeah.
Hey, you mind kicking my sweater over here? Kind of got away from me. I was in a bit of a rush when I was undressing. Because sometimes, I envy that.
Your Keens on there naked pooping.
The 6-year-old who has to disrobe completely just to piss.
I know. That's a great feeling.
I miss Tony dropping his pants completely at the urinal. he usually did that for show. I don't think he does that when it's just him. But if there's people around.
He does. I know. It's crazy.
All the time.
All the time, man.
Again, the time. I admire his courage.
Right. And commitment to the bed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, his ass was hanging out at multiple sports bars. I directly remember walking into Monday Night Football bash one time at this sports bar in our city here, and I come around the corner, and I just think he thought I was walking in there because there were other guys in there, and he's at the urinal with his ass hanging out. And the guy beside is pissing, not looking over at him, and I just come in here. And I start laughing. It wasn't just his underwear. It was his bare ass hanging out at the urinal.
I had a feeling you were going to catch me.
And this big other white dude's on the other side. You know, just look straight ahead. The skinny black guy's ass is hanging out beside me.
Don't say anything. I love it, too, because would he do that if he was on his own? If he was the only one in the bathroom?
It always felt like he knew somebody was coming in that he knew.
Okay.
He was really good at stealth pee. Yeah.
Before
if he saw me walking into the bathroom, he'd beat you there, and then you would forget he was in front of you, and you walk in, he was there.
Yeah. I remember I forget which one, but there was a dodgeball trip one time years ago.
Yeah.
I turned around in a locker room, and there he was sitting naked in a sink with his junk tucked down in between his legs.
Oh, Tony.
Like he was just waiting for somebody to turn around and see him, and it happened to be me.
Tony's not dead. He's just naked in Tampa now.
You know, sitting in a sink.
Tampa Tony.
See, that's the thing. He still wears pants everywhere, and he's in Florida on the beach.
Yep.
We are celebrating Fire Prevention Week. Close your interior doors in your house before you go to bed this year.
Yeah, I've heard that story, and I don't do that because I didn't know that till recently. I saw a post where it shows a house where the door was closed in a bedroom, and the whole other rest of the house is burning, and the bedroom's fine. Now, granted, smoke would have killed these people in the bedroom anyway, but I don't close the doors. My daughter, I think, closes her door, and my son does, only because they want their privacy, and they just fall asleep, I guess. But our door is open, in our bedroom door. Is your door open?
No.
No, we close it, because otherwise the dogs
well, you got dogs,
and wander around.
How about you, Nick? Do you keep your door open?
It's closed.
Okay.
All right. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
How are you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, you guys were talking about clipping your testicles on the corner of a ping pong table last
night. Yes. Yes, we were. I love when it's described that way from a listener. Yeah, I'm talking about your last segment.
Okay, yeah.
You summarized that conversation nicely.
Exactly. So I was down in Florida visiting my parents, and I'm floating in their pool, and the neighbor, she's an older woman. She walks out completely nude.
Oh, man. What do you mean? Older, like retired old, 70, 80, what?
This is the retired part of Florida.
Got it.
Okay.
So I go, Dad, what the heck's going on? And he goes, oh, that's Linda. She's a nudist. And I go, well, no. Then I was just like, well, this woman's fun bags hung so low, they'd be below the corner of the ping pong.
Man. Did he appreciate it or not? Your dad?
He probably appreciated it, but I wasn't staring. I just kind of caught it, and I just kind of...
Now, here's the deal with that. Is your mom and yelling at your dad, like, yeah, what do you... That whore lives next to us. I know he's looking at
her. Stop looking at Linda.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they're so used to it, it's just another neighbor.
That's better than your mom being a nudist, huh? Think about that.
Yeah, thanks for that one. No thanks.
We've seen it.
Thank you, brother. LD's a nudist.
He hasn't been practicing much, though, lately. Got no stories for
us. It's winter, and naked inside would just be creepy. Go to a party, everybody just standing around naked inside.
Now, that's a swingers party.
Yeah, that's a swingers party.
So we're all going to take our pants off, or what?
Well, there's too many upholstered chairs there.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody can sit down.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And then you got to figure out where to put the thermostat. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
85.
Yeah, but you don't want everybody too sweaty.
No, you don't.
Because that's going to be bad, too.
Right.
Yeah, because then the balls really droop. If it's hot and humid. But I suppose you'd run into that same situation, say you were on a beach in the Caribbean.
How hot it'd be. Yeah. But you're still outside.
But then there's a breeze.
There's a breeze.
You know?
Yeah, the temperature would be hard. I would want it cold enough so my nipples are hard, but warm enough so it didn't shrink my package.
I don't want to get into this too much, but they're Turkey's attacking Syria right now because we just abandoned them. But the funny, I still love seeing the Toyota getting play.
Oh yeah. Yeah!
All these foreign forces always use Toyotas, man. And Toyota's thinking, oh man,
I see some Nissans too.
That's what I mean. Those typically, I'm looking right now at either a Nissan or a Toyota. I think it might be a Nissan actually. Right, Todd? And it's got a gun mounted, and the guy's driving his Nissan through the desert.
Yeah,
let's go kill.
Apparently they run forever.
I'm gonna kill.
The bed of the Nissan could be retrofitted to fit a high caliber machine gun.
I love that they sell them. I wonder if Nissan just goes over there and just sells them. You know,
Well, I think we heard a story like some guy's plumbing truck.
Remember that story?
It ended up over there
with ISIS hands.
Logo on it and everything.
No. Yep, yeah, it was a guy. Guy from Texas sold his plumbing truck on the secondary market. It was loaded on a boat, shipped over there, and sold to ISIS, basically, through the black market. And it said Joe's Plumbing on the side while they were like killing American troops. That was in mid 2000s. I remember that story.
Awful.
Yeah. And he said, hey, you're supposed to paint over that. You promised me.
They did promise him.
Yeah, they did promise he'd paint over that.
That's nuts. Well, it kind of sucks for Nissan and Toyota because it does point to how long the vehicles last, but you can't really use it in an ad when it's full of terrorists.
Exactly. And these are tan covered, too, by the way. They even have it like tan painted to fit right into the desert.
Desert camouflage.
Right there, you know,
but ISIS was kind enough to say, well, next time we'll paint over your logo.
I remember the guy sold the truck saying they'd paint it, and then he also didn't know they were going to sell it to ISIS, right?
It was sold to a third-person buyer,
right?
Yeah.
And he was watching the news one night, basically Joe's Plumbing.
Gave
his phone number.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that a guy doesn't go up to the auction on the other side of the pond going, hey, I'm from ISIS. Can I get a really good deal on buy in bulk?
Right, well.
Here, let me get out the ISIS checkbook and write you what.
Well, they're going to be escaping that prison here shortly because we abandoned there. Mm-hmm. But nothing to see here.
Don't worry about it.
Yep.
The full moon this month is called the Hunter's Moon.
Too many names. Remember when we just had, we had full moons?
Just called them full moons.
Yeah. Well, once a year or so, we'd have a special full moon. Now, every month.
Well, we got away from that, actually.
Yeah, I liked it.
We should do like hurricanes. Call them like Jim the Moon, you know, like we named the hurricanes.
Next month is the Beaver Moon.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey. You piqued my interest.
Be a little cold to be outside under the moonlight doing that.
Well, that's the whole point. That's when you're supposed to wrap up the beaver trapping.
Oh. Just wrap up the beaver.
That's not what I was thinking. Yeah, it's always a sad time of year.
Last chance at beaver?
Yeah. before things start to dry up.
Do they hibernate?
Or ice up?
There's another question for Jim.
Oh, we know iced up beaver.
Do the beaver?
Yes, we do.
Do the beaver hibernate? Yeah.
I don't know if Petey brought this up. Did he bring up BYU?
No. What's in the news there?
In the 100 years that football has been played at Brigham Young University, BYU, the team has never had an African-American start at quarterback.
Really?
Until now.
I know they've had players since 79 there when the Mormons recognized black people.
Jalen Hall,
79,
is starting in place of Zach Wilson. Zach broke his thumb against Toledo last month, and so now Jalen Hall.
How about the water cooler in Utah?
Will lead the Cougars against South Florida this Saturday.
We got a black quarterback.
Hope he doesn't have dreads.
100 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they recognized black people 11 years after Jimi Hendrix.
Yes. Good point.
Horrible news for Matt Lauer.
Yeah, he was hoping Syria would Turkey start a war today, but we're going to do the story anyway.
Ronan Farrow is coming up with a new book called Catch and Kill. In this book.
Yeah, you don't want to be on the wrong side of Ronan Farrow. That dude is an investigator.
Yeah,
He'll
find out.
In this book.
Especially if you're messing with people like these guys do.
A former NBC News employee, Brooke Nevels, claims that she was raped by Matt Lauer at the 2014 Sochi Olympics.
Oh, he names the name.
After a night of drinking.
It was sodomy, too.
She said it was non-consensual in the sense that she was too drunk to consent.
We're just staying away from that one, Craig. That is not my area of expertise.
He's a bad guy. He's
a bad guy. And it was, and they said it was in the a different orifice. Let's go with that.
Yeah, well, if they were both drunk, this story could be different if it wasn't all that other stuff had come out. He might be getting the benefit of the doubt if he's just this.
But right.
If he didn't fall, this falls in line with all the rest of that behavior.
Where he could lock the doors from his desk.
Yeah.
That dude, yeah.
Was Lauer at the same Olympics that when Costas got the pink eye?
That could explain that.
Yep.
Yes.
Anal and pink eye.
Yep.
In go the together.
The two go. The two go together.
They do,
especially if Lauer's drunk.
Man. Oh, Ronan Farrow names her name. How come he's not accused? Oh, that's statute of limitation.
I'm not sure.
I said, right. The headline in the paper on the website here, former NBC staffer accuses Matt Lauer of rape in new Ronan Farrow book. When was the Sochi Olympics, though?
2014, they said. It's 5 years.
Yeah, and it's 7 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's 7 years, I think. Murder is not any time you get charged with murder, but any other crime, I believe, is 7 years. But we don't know.
We all watch The Real Housewives of Orange County
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Bronwyn Wyndham Burke. Did I say her name right?
I don't know, but we were at the bar on the beach at our hotel at Todd's daughter's wedding. And my wife used to watch these shows, still does. And one of the girls that was on that just shows up there. And I'm talking to a couple of dudes that hang out there, and they're, you know, and my wife said, I go, is that, my wife watches that show, is that her? And they go, yeah, she's always here hanging out. She's not in the show anymore. And I goes, I said, my wife wanted to say hi, but she didn't want to bug her. She said, oh, she should, because that's the only reason that woman's still alive, is people still remember her from The Housewives. But I looked up at her, and she looks like everybody you see on those shows. Big lips, pulled back face, you know, probably 45 in real life.
Yeah.
But wanting to look younger. Not that 45 is old by any means, but yeah.
Looks like an older person trying to look younger.
Yeah, she looked brutal, man.
Giant fake boobs, leathery tan.
Brutal fake, right in person at the bar right next to us. So that was, and it was an Orange County girl, too, yeah.
This is from Real Housewives of Orange County. Bronwyn, and I have no idea if I'm saying her name right. Bronwyn Wyndham Burke, or Bronwyn, I just don't know. She says that having a threesome with her husband has become a birthday tradition.
Well, she sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whose birthday? His?
Yeah.
Another chick, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Otherwise. Well, you never know.
Well, maybe he does
too many wieners.
Does her a solid on her birthday?
Don't mention that.
Gosh. By the way, as you get once you're 21, you don't want birthdays to keep coming. This guy wants
this
to
guy
keep
does.
Coming.
Yeah.
Bring on my next one.
It's an interesting choice of words, too.
Yeah, exactly. Mine was in August. Bring on my next one.
She's a mother of seven.
I'd be like halfway to St. Patty's Day. I'd do that bit. It's halfway to my birthday.
Right. How about a halfway birthday?
Celebration. We're bringing the short girl.
She's a mother of seven. She said that she and her husband have threesomes now and then. She said it started with his 35th birthday. Said that they were at the Hard Rock Hotel in San Diego for his 35th. They had friends everywhere and having a lot of fun. Everybody's drunk. Everyone lost their minds.
All right.
She said she'd been with him for a long time. It was sort of like, oh, that would be fun. Here's your birthday present. She says it started out as a joke and then became, all right, every birthday.
Wow. How old is he now?
36. No, I don't know.
I don't know, but he's one of those birthdays that keep clicking through.
I believe.
Yeah.
Before she changed her mind. That's the key.
Mm-hmm.
When can we have a threesome?
How nice are you to her?
52.
Wow.
How nice are you every year as it's getting close to your birthday? Your wife is always right.
See, now here she says.
You're not getting one now, this birthday.
Right.
Here she says every monumental birthday.
Oh, that's a zeros and fives.
Zeros and fives?
Or well, just I'd say all of them were monumental.
Yes.
I would somehow come up with a reason that all of them were hugely monumental. And holy cow, we will never see this day again.
Yeah, we got to celebrate this.
Yeah. What is it, threesome?
Yep, yes.
So if they're in their 50s and they got seven kids, some of them have to be grown, and some of them have to have just seen this story roll through their Twitter feed.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, almost, mom and dad. Oh.
I heard that moan when I was younger. Didn't sound like mom. I'm used to mom's moans. Heard they some have, other chick's voice.
They've invited only women to be with them.
Well, good for him, because that's a...
Yeah.
That would be most fun for him
That's
on his
not,
birthday.
I don't want another wiener for my birthday. Do you want one, Craig?
I've got it.
No.
They would make birthday
I've
shopping
got the
for
one
her.
That we need.
That's your answer.
Yeah.
I got the one that we need.
I'll bring that.
Don't call for another one.
It would make birthday shopping for her a lot harder.
Yeah, right. You got to make sure she gets a birthday present.
And if you ever forgot her birthday, then this is out of the question.
That's a lot of pressure. The downside to the birthday threesome is a lot of pressure for you to come through.
Well, you know, you give her for her birthday a threesome with another chick.
There you go.
Right. It's funny. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.